Hey, good morning, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, Prize Thieves, 820 this morning, 8:30 in the morning currently. So this we're going to call Musical Turkeys. Now, a turkey, obviously, a delicious bird that you'll most likely be eating on Thursday and for several days following, because you're going to make too much. But turkey also often used to describe something that kind of stinks. It's a real dud. So a musical turkey would be a real stinker of a song. You could perceive it as the worst song ever made, the song you hate the most. Maybe it's a one-hit wonder that never had anything else. Maybe it's a song that's just painful. Maybe it's that one song from an artist that you otherwise like, but this one song from them just drives you crazy. It is, for you, your musical turkey, that when you hear it, you'd probably rather be hearing this. Because you just hate the song that much, and that is a musical turkey. Amy, do you have a musical turkey?
It's that, oh my gosh, why can't I think of the name right now? It's by Third Eye Blind, and it's that, wish you could step back from that ledge, my friend.
You hate that?
But imagine it's Jumper.
Yeah.
This is your musical turkey?
I love Third Eye Blind.
But not this song.
Yeah, and it's like their most popular.
A semi-charmed life,
you
feel
think?
Like.
Okay, that's a good one too. Yeah, but even when we went to go see Third Eye Blind in concert and they played this, I was just like, I'm going to walk out and go get a beer.
Well, so you would like the Jumper just to dive?
I mean...
He's telling him stop off the ledge and you're like, just jump. I hate this song.
No, I'm just saying I don't like this song. I don't know why I don't like it. Why did you restart it?
Just do it!
No!
I'm Amy, and I hate this song. Just jump! That's how you feel about it.
I just don't like this song. Yeah.
So that is your musical turkey. Jamie, a musical turkey.
Okay. Pharrell, Happy. I hate it. I don't
Why
like it.
Why is that the song?
I don't know. I just don't like the beat.
Another bad one.
I just don't like it. It makes me feel like I've been driving for 10 hours straight.
And you're like going crazy.
Outside and I'm going crazy.
Why is that the song that makes you feel that way?
Because I don't know. I just don't like it.
So there is, if there's a downside to a segment like this, if I have it readily available, you're going to end up hearing about 10 seconds of whatever song you say. Let's see. I had it pulled up and then I got rid of it to find the Third Eye Blind song. Where did you go? I think this is one of the better musical groups of like the past 5-10 years. I think they've made a lot of good songs. We have played and do play a lot of them, but they have one stain on their reputation. And I don't understand how it was ever a song. And for a lot of people, it's the first song that they're known for.
When Jason's at the table, I kept on seeing him look at me while he's
This is one of my favorite songs.
Is it even, does it qualify as a song? It's a good beat, and then it's just this.
But it's so good.
3 minutes. It's awful. You like it because it basically sums up how you look at social media.
I know. She's like, I only got like 6 likes. Should I delete it? And I'm like, girl, same.
You would delete it with 20 likes. Your standards are too high.
But first, let me take a selfie.
They should add that in there.
Just add the turkey in there. A little gobble wobble. Pretty good. You seen some texts and musical turkeys.
Yeah, somebody said Rebecca Black Friday. That one, I think, like, as a whole, everybody really, truly hated. And remember, she came out recently and said she'd re-record it?
Oh, God, would she really? I would have thought we'd still have that in there.
I thought she, like, came out and talked about, like, how that song ruined her life.
Well, she said that people didn't take her seriously after that because she didn't really want to be a singer. She wanted to be a model. But I think she still is modeling. But she was going to re-release it and do, like, a less annoying version of it.
You know, I thought I had it handy. I don't. So the world is saved from Rebecca Black.
Okay, how about
this one?
I'm
disappointed.
Blurred Lines.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little... What's a better word than what's in my head? It's a little gropey.
Yeah.
The word I'm not sure. Everybody get up. Okay, now he was close. Try to domesticate you, but you're an animal.
You know what song I hate? And I think a lot of people like it. Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling.
What's wrong with Jess?
You know what? I don't like that either. There's something about those like really happy feel good.
Well, it's like it tries to be happy, but they need to like pick up the pace a little bit.
So you really like depressing songs that bring no joy to your life. That's kind of more your jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, garbage.
Musical turkey, what you got? Hello, you there?
Oh, worst song ever made is definitely What Does the Fox Say?
Oh, sure.
I forgot about that song.
I like that song.
Dog goes roof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, mouse goes squeak, cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, 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 but there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? What the fox say? What the fox say?
Yeah, I would agree. That's a pretty terrible song.
Yeah, I remember liking it more than I just did. And they never did actually the turkey song.
That's true. We need a song about turkeys. Your musical turkey, a song that just makes you wish that this is what you were hearing instead.
I can't stand that song, Milkshake. Mostly because it makes no sense. Like, what is a milkshake? What do milkshakes have to do with anything?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to.
Probably just her body overall shaking, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you suppose?
Yeah.
If I had to guess what it means, I reckon that would it be. The whole package shaking. 237, it's text 35270, your musical turkey.
Oh, the Morning Playhouse.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse. Mornings.
Very hilariously entertaining.
Y94.
It's Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, Zero, Jamie, Amy, K, 7:41 in the morning, and talking about musical turkeys. Songs that, man, you just don't like them so much, you'd almost rather be hearing a turkey gobble than even the song. They're just real turkeys of songs. Songs you really don't care for. Musical turkey?
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
But that's a beloved Flush the Format Friday song. How could you hate it?
What's that?
I mean, that's a beloved Flush the Format song. How do you not like it?
Oh. I don't even remember who sings it. I've just defeated it from my mind. Oh. Yeah,
it's Aqua. God, how do you not know the song?
Barbie, let's go party.
What do we see for text in musical turkeys?
Somebody said Cherry Cola by Savage Garden.
Boo.
I know.
That's a good one.
Boo.
Anytime I need to see your face, I just close my eyes. And I am taken to a pastry of crystal mind. And magenta feeling take a chapter in the face of my spine. Straight like a chicken cherry cola.
I really enjoy the turkey sound of it.
I think it goes with almost every song we've said so far.
It does. It fits.
Yeah. Someone said Black and Yellow, Wiz Khalifa. That one I also not a big fan of. And also Outkast, Hey Ya. I have hated that song for forever.
Hey Ya from Outkast is just like a happy song. Why do you hate all the joy-filled songs?
I don't know.
Happiness makes me angry. I'm Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
got a musical turkey for us?
Shots.
Shots? Like shot, 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 shots. That shots?
Yes.
Everybody.
It's awful.
So have you always hated it, or what has brought such rage to you when it comes to that song?
I've always hated it. I just think it's the most annoying thing ever.
She wouldn't want to hang out with me.
Is this one you scream a lot?
Oh, I love it.
Why am I not particularly shocked, I suppose?
This song would come on at the bars, and then I remember, like, everybody just, like, you had to get to the bar ASAP and get a shot.
You know, honestly, turkey might be the new cowbell because it makes everything better. More gobble.
It does, and it goes well with every song.
It fits very well, and your musical turkey.
Oh, man, the worst song ever made to me, and I know you guys love it, but I just think it is so annoying. Bop kills me every time.
I was, as soon as you said you guys love it, I was already hurt, and I didn't even know what song it was. Musical turkeys, songs you can't stand. And any other ones you want to run through as far as the texts go?
Yeah, somebody said that Sarah McLachlan song, I don't want to hear a song that reminds me of sad animals, assuming she's talking about In the Arms of the Angel.
Most likely, yeah.
That is, like, that song is just stuck with those commercials now forever.
It is ruined, yeah. You just see dogs in cages.
Yeah, it is really sad. Someone else said Broken by Amy Lee because I can't stand her whiny voice. Love Shack. That's a good one.
Love Shack is a good one.
WAP by Cardi B. Yeah, I didn't really like that one either.
Man, Amy Lee sounds different than what I was expecting. She comes in later, yeah?
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
I just don't like that song really either.
Any other ones?
Yeah, and one we totally forgot about, Baby Shark.
Oh, God, yeah, sure.
I wonder if that with the turkey gobble.
Question. Before we get any further, why do we have the full version of Baby Shark in our library? At what point did that make sense? The full thing is in there. Why?
Maybe we're getting requests.
Gross. Hey, they did holiday versions for a couple. Did they ever do a Thanksgiving version of Baby Shark?
Oh,
that's very important and pertinent to this conversation.
Don't they have a Christmas one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. But is there a Thanksgiving one?
You would think.
Thanksgiving.
I think there is.
The first thing that came up was Baby Shark Thanos, and that's definitely not what I wanted.
They really made a lot of versions.
No kidding. Music for a child's heart, body, and mind.
Baby Shark Thanksgiving, available in single song download by The Learning Station.
Oh, by The Learning Station. This isn't Pink Fong.
Mayflower boat.
What?
Mayflower boat. Baby pilgrim shark.
Baby Pilgrim Shark. Mama Pilgrim Shark.
Oh no.
Mama Pilgrim Shark. Daddy Pilgrim Shark.
Do you think Grandpa's next?
Daddy Pilgrim Shark.
Oh, maybe.
Grandma Pilgrim Shark. Grandma Pilgrim
you
Shark.
Know, this one doesn't have the upbeat and like excitement value that Pink Fong has.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Pink Fong?
Grandpa Pilgrim Shark.
Gross.
Well, it came out of Asia, so they probably don't have a Thanksgiving version of theirs.
Nope, there's actually one that's from the official.
Oh?
Let's see. We'll load it up here. Let's see. It's a
Baby Shark Brooklyn.
Baby Shark's Thanksgiving Day. Never mind.
I like that better than the first one, though.
But it was kind of a letdown. It's just them cooking food.
Yeah, I'm not interested any longer. The Almost Impossible Question of the Day with Amy Kay in a couple of minutes on the show. Prize Thieves, 8:20 this morning.
You and our playhouse.
You're in the playhouse on Y94. Y94.